a look at some of these 1- and 2-star reviews. It's always some communication screw up. They didn't tell me when they were coming. They didn't show up when they said. The guys pull off the job. I haven't heard from them. I can't get hold of them. That's where the problem is. It's that communication, and that's why it's so important. I'm Dave Sullivan, and today John DeLaurier and I get into the next two legs of the stool, doing the work and keeping score, where most companies really start losing money. John, let's get into where things start breaking down operationally. Now we've got the work. Now we've got to do the work. So how does that happen? Well, generally, we can lose, 3-4 points off the job, which is a lot of money, on $1 million, because of the fumble. You got from sales to production. That's the handoff, okay? How do you do that? Is it smooth? Do you have customer complaints? Is that just a kind of a chaos where you're always getting a customer call? I didn't know you were coming today. I thought you were coming tomorrow. I got this big party going on here. Send them home. We can't do it. Or they're just pissed off. That's the communication part. So how do we handle that, John, and make sure that goes smoothly?
Couple stories. So communication must continue. Right. We very recently made a decision to make a big purchase, HVAC, 20 grand, job contract signed, died in communication. Who am I talking to? Now, they had a platform that had communication built in, but you would call that phone number and it would go to the office, and the office would be like, I'll have the sales rep call you back. One of those terrible like triangles, you're in this death chamber. So you're worried about X, Y, Z, and they're important things. There are people about to be at your house. You got to have clear communication at this point. You have just sold the appointment. Then you sold the job. Good job. You had the right profit margin. Now you're really trying to sell the customer experience, i.e. the 5-star review. We go back to SMA or whoever your inside sales rep is. Automatically, when that contract gets e-signed, gets moved over to whatever part of your business you want to call it, production, we'll call it that. Things get triggered automatically. The quote gets turned into a work order and a material order, and your inside sales rep or production manager reviews those things to make sure that everything's perfectly clear. The pictures are all there. You have the picture of the house for the delivery driver. You have the picture of all the problems we talked about and the solutions that you're going to do. You're going to do what you say you're going to do for the crew. So their work order has very clear bilingual communication with pictures. This is the problem. This is the solution. This is what we're doing. All the material is accurate. You're not over ordering, not under ordering. You're not wasting time going back to Home Depot like you love to do, Dave. And you're going to make sure that everyone's on the same page. And at each one of those stages, material gets ordered. Guess what happens? Text message and email from a team member automatically gets sent to the homeowner. Hey, just letting you know, we just ordered your material. Work order gets placed. Hey, just letting you know, you're tentatively on the schedule for next Thursday. Weather permitting, right? We always know weather jacks up residential roofing. This is communication going out automatically every single time. No one has to remember this, but you have to have a system like this to make sure it happens so that you're selling that 5-star experience. Everyone should be on the same page. The crew's on the same page. They know when to be, where to be. The material guys, your supplier knows when to be, where to be. The homeowner knows when they're coming, where to move your car. All those things that you know as a roofing contractor give that 5-star experience. The job gets done. We know this. Everyone thinks like, I build the best roofs ever. Well, if you give a good work order and there's problems here and there's solutions here, the job will get built correctly. Residential roofing is very hard work, but it is not complicated with a good crew. You must communicate correctly as a leader, as a sales professional, as a production manager, so that the actual things really happen. Hey, if they wanted to, my guys always said, you want to delete this or delete that? Like, that would be taking out pipes and then covering it over with plywood. make sure that that's in there. If you don't do that, the homeowner's like, why is my pipe slub? That's a that stove is no longer, it's electric now. It's not gas. We don't need the pipe. Well, you just had to go back the next day and fix that whole thing. And that's what you're talking about, the slippage, Dave. Those little things, it's not 2 or 3 points probably. It's like 5 points.
Yeah.
Did you break a $500 landscape light? Well,
there's your profit.
There goes a lot of your profit. There are other things in production we can get way deep into the weeds with, like best practices. Do you use a catch-all? Do you not use a catch-all? Do you use an equipter? Do you, like, every market's going to have a different standard. I just suggest being the highest. Use the highest standard. This is part of your premium pricing. Why does it cost so much money? Because you have a $3,000 catch-all system. Like, these are all things that you want to be the best. So that when the economy's slow and roofing's slow, they're all calling you because you have the most 5-star reviews. You're doing all these things. That's part of the production. The communication, the internal communication side of things, that's, you just need to have a system in place that makes sure everyone's on the same page. There is ownership of that now. If it goes from this person to this person, well, immediately it gets assigned to that, the production manager. So if you're not doing cradle to grave, like a lot of people still do, sales rep sells it and then does production, which I don't really recommend, but people sell a lot of roofs that way. But if you are going from salesperson to production manager, there's never like, whose job is this? It just, once the contract gets signed, boom, boom, automatically they get an alert on their phone that the ProLine app says, you've been assigned to this job. It's scheduled for this day. And they know. There's no questioning. There's accountability built in. No micromanaging. It's just, sweet, I got a job next Thursday. And you know how to deal with it. That message automatically comes from production manager. Hey, I'm Dave. I'm your production manager. I look forward to meeting you next Thursday. That's as simple as that. That's the doing work side of things. That's a really general way of describing what the production side of things happens. But I mentioned a lot of pain points that can protect your profit, like you always talk about, Dave.
Right,
we're selling job at the right profit margin. We have to protect that profit during production.
One thing John and I are talking about here is having systems in place so jobs don't fall through the cracks once they're sold. That's where something like ProLine CRM really helps. Production, tracking, communication, job costing, dashboards, follow-up, and keeping everybody on the same page. You can check them out at useproline.com. You used a great word there, which is ownership, taking ownership of these. And everything, take our CRM, for instance, okay? Somebody's got to own that CRM. You don't have all these people putting crap in there and so forth. And this is where SMA always want them to have ownership of the CRM. So everything gets in there, it gets tracked. When it comes to CRMs, most contractors have it so screwed up, they're using 10% of what it'll do. And then they say, this stuff's crap. I'm going to go switch to a different one, right? I mean, no. Get it down correctly. Somebody owns that process. Clear, we know who it is. Somebody has ownership of that process where materials being ordered, jobs are being scheduled, on and on and on. And it's got to be simplified. And that's why you can't have guys coming in, coming out, doing all this stuff, which is like most companies. Freaking SMA. I mean, they're awesome. I know it's not a commercial for these guys, but they solve this problem. And it makes things so much smoother because we're losing so much money there and you're losing customer value. Now, when we're selling a job, say, take a look at some of these 1- and 2-star reviews. It's always some communication screw up. They didn't tell me when they were coming. They didn't show up when they said. The guys pull off the job. I haven't heard from them. I can't get hold of them. That's where the problem is. It's that communication, and that's why it's so important. And you can use that in your sales process to say, this is how we communicate with you, okay? Boom, 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 boom. We're always available. You call us, you're going to get somebody, 24/7. That's what's so important, and because we need that 5-star review. And the only way we're going to get a 5-star review is if we give our customer a 5-star experience every step of the way. And that's what's going to get Okay, so we've done that. We've got that leg strong and solid. Now we've got to keep score. So that comes to our, got to get the invoices out, got to collect the money, got to figure out, you've got to cost the job. We've got to get our financials straightened out. How does all that work, John?
So you better have already started this. This process better be super easy at the end of the job. So again, you're maintaining that customer experience. You're setting real clear expectations. Going back to production a little bit, we talked about the sales part is problem solution. I highly recommended, and we trained our crews to take pictures and send those pictures in. We used Company Cam at the time, but you can use any app. Company Cam is probably the easiest one because then Kathleen, our SMA inside sales rep, would get those pictures during the day and send them to the homeowner during the day. Not the end of the day, during the day. Why this is important? Because we're talking about your perfect 10 final checklist. We talk about the final walkthrough about, well, if that customer has been getting pictures with, hey, we fixed this plywood here, we fixed this, whatever it was throughout the day, they're already 8, 9, 10 down the perfect 10. And so they know it's really easy to get that final payment because you're already doing what you said you're going to do. So your quote better have a budget on it. So you have, this is the expected budget for material, labor, insurance, permit, whatever it was. And then at the end of the job, when you have your, whoever's assigned for this part of your business, it could be a bookkeeper, it could be an inside person, they're reconciling. They're basically saying, oh, we spent more material on the XYZ. Got to add that to the receipt. Got to change that to the material cost. Or we had a return. We have $600 returned. That's going more profit there. So we're reconciling all that stuff. Oh, it wasn't 48 squares. It was 46 squares. We're paying our guys for two less squares. Whatever the thing is, good or bad, it has to be accurate on every single job, every single day. So that when you're keeping score, you actually understand your gross profit margin. You have to know that every day. You can't do it every week. You can't. You got to do it every day because if you are even a moderate sized business, tremendous inefficient work on a Friday or a Thursday or whatever day you're doing that. Like it's too much work for one person to just do it every day. Make sure that you're getting receipts. As you're getting receipts, you're reconciling that budget. It's in your CRM. It's one-way syncing to QuickBooks. All your numbers on that end are great. But you're able to actually see in real time your KPIs of like, okay, this job made 42% profit. This job didn't do well. We did 19% profit. The guys broke something, whatever it was. You know all those things in real time daily so that you can actually keep a real score of what you're doing. And then outside of that, QuickBooks, it's a whole different story. Making sure your bookkeepers understand construction accounting. So understand your actual overhead monthly. If it varies, like most roofing contractors, you have to have an average for 12 months. So you actually know what you got to make in profit every month to actually break even. These are all very important things. Oh, yeah. And on top of all that, are you paying your people if they're commission-based? Are you paying them on time? Like, was there money to pay them? Yeah, there was. Pay them right now so you can keep good people. That there's a whole podcast on keeping score easily, but having a system in place that's very simple to use, that you can easily reconcile every single job very quickly, is really important to that keeping score piece of owning a business.
Also, we want to thank SMA Support for sponsoring the show. Most contractors get overwhelmed trying to juggle production, customer communication, follow-up, and the day-to-day details themselves. SMA helps roofing companies with inside support, customer communication, CRM management, follow-up, and helping keep things organized so jobs and customers don't fall through the cracks. You can check them out at smasupport.us. This is the leg is weak with most contractors because they don't like the numbers. They don't understand the numbers. It's too complicated. I don't like that. You better like it. You better understand it, because business is all about the numbers. I mean, you have to understand your numbers, because when we have an estimate, we have an actual, and we have a variance. Here's what we estimated it at. This is what it actually cost us to do the job. And we've got a variance. What went wrong? What went right? We have to know that. And we talked about winners and losers, who's doing what. I assure you, the ones that are winning are job costing all their jobs.
Yep.
It is basic, simple. It's not that complicated if you've got the process set up just like we've laid out. It's pretty straightforward, but you have this. This is how you run your business. You're getting reports. Okay. This is what I want to see. And this is where, you know, we're talking about softwares and tools and so forth. What's important is what you want to get out of it, okay, as a business manager. This is all I care about, okay? So for a CRM, I want that because I'm looking at close rates, I'm looking at how many leads came in, how many opportunities we got, you know, so on and so forth. All of these numbers, key performance indicators. All we got to do is look at that. I mean, we can see all this so quickly. You know, I spent a lot of time in Maui in my business. I did build my business for the two-week vacation, for the two-month vacation, and I would sit there, and I got these reports daily, okay? I would spend half an hour every morning and get the reports, what matters, so I could see, you know, what's our cash flow? How are we doing on our receivables? What do we need to do? Is there something that needs a kick in the ass? I could see that immediately. I'd see which jobs are going well, which jobs are going bad. Hey, time out on this. You guys better figure it out, because you've already used 80% of your labor and you're only 30% done of the job. So figure it out. Okay. We got to make some changes. And all of these things, this is what managing your business is all about, running your business as a business owner. And it doesn't take a lot of time if you've got it set up, but you have to have that. You have to have a good dashboard for all of these. Your CRM, it's got to be clear. What is it that you want to get out of it? Okay. That's what's important. The same thing with your job costing. What do I want to see? What, you know, what are the variances? Where are the problems? What are we, you know, cash flow? Are you constantly on top of cash flow, or, you know, can you see that we're going to run into a cash flow problem 30 days down the road? Okay. Have we forecasted that out? Well, now you got a chance to do something, as opposed to getting to the end of the week and you can't make payroll on Friday. Then you're screwed too late. So this is why you have to know how to do this. This is what I teach as a fractional CFO, the Roofer fractional CFO. I teach how to do all that, how to get this set up. And it's relatively, it's straightforward. It's just really easy. And then we go through the financial statement line by line. This is what it means. This is what went right, what went wrong. And this is what we use to drive our business forward. Otherwise, this is why so many companies are just stuck in the mud. And that's probably where we want to leave it, because that's where we started, is how to get unstuck, how to grow our business, how to build this strong foundation that we can build on. Now we've got these systems in place. Now we can go out there and kick some ass, make some money, take some time off, have a smooth running operation that maybe someday we're going to sell. But it's a hell of a lot more enjoyable, I'll tell you. I'd love running a business, man. I mean, it's great, okay? But the chaos, when I started off and trying to figure it out the hard way, it's not fun. It sucks. It's much better when you're rolling like that and you get this stuff smoothed out. John, any last comments?
We figured it out. We did it all.
Yeah.
If you're watching or listening to this, accountability is huge. What Dave does is, and he did for me, is he's that annoying little voice in your head that's like, I got to do this thing. I know I got to do it. But he, you know, get on the calendar and he's doing the things that, you know, you don't want to do. You don't want to do the numbers. You don't want to do the budgets. You don't want to talk about the number. We get it. Most people are either sales oriented or production oriented. They're not like accountants. We don't run. We like to be outside on the roof, helping customers, building roofs. We don't like to talk about numbers and work about systems. We don't like that. I don't like that. I just put people in my life to make sure it actually happens. And you got to be organized. You got to be structured. We want freedom as business owners, but you need to put people in place so that your calendar reflects the hard work of owning a business.
Wrapping up, tell us about your podcast. How do these people see those 20 videos that you're doing, how you're doing them?
If you're in the roofing space, we do so many videos. I have an amazing marketing team. I mean, I do what I'm told, and I that's what I do. I try to help people with short form videos on Big Roofs podcasts. I genuinely want people to do the things that we're talking about today. I know for myself that it works. So you have to do things that are uncomfortable. You have to understand what you should really value. There is no tool, no platform. We talk about ProLine, we talk about Roofl and QuickBooks. None of that's going to help you if you don't actually invest in using it correctly. People ask me all the time about Roofl. I love Roofl. I love Instant Quotes. I love ProLine, all these things. You got to do what Dave is saying and actually build it. You have to invest time. And it's a lot of time in the beginning. It is. It's annoying. It's not that fun. But if you can do that, then you will set yourself up moving forward. That's what I care about, is getting people over doing the hard thing. We talk about it with my kids all the time. My family, we talk about doing hard things. It's a fun thing to say, right? Until we're doing the hard things. So that's what I want. I think that you should find people like Dave, listen to the content, ingest it, whoever's out there, and then actually do the thing. Implement what you're actually learning, and you will have a more successful roofing business.
Agreed. We talked a lot about tools. It's not the tool. It's the system that you're using the tool in, how you're using it. You have to understand the system that you're building first. And it just comes down to think of the three-legged stool. It's pretty simple, like everything else we talk about. It's not that complicated. If you do the basic blocking and tackling, do it really well, and doing it consistently. John, it's always a pleasure seeing you. Appreciate you coming on. You're always welcome, man. I mean, God, love having you on here, just like the old days. John, in case you don't know, you should go back and look at some of our earlier podcasts. This is probably 450, but most of them I did with John as a co-host. And, you know, those were the days ever since he left to start off his own crash and burn. All right, man. Say hi to the fam and great to see you.
Thanks, Dave.
If you want help building a more profitable roofing business with better systems and accountability, let's talk.